Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, author, and success coach, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie will support, nurture, and inspire you by helping turn your life's passion into your life's work. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Well, welcome everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. You know, continuing with this year's theme of mindset, I'm excited, as always, to bring you another great guest today. Cindy Schultzen is with us today, and I'm going to introduce her in just a moment. Now, I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more who you are than what you do for a living. You come from that heart-centered place, and truly men will make a difference in the world. So perhaps this is you, and that's why you've decided to join us here at the show. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another great show today, and I always want to let you know how I appreciate all of you for spending time out of your busy day to spend time here with us on the show. You know, time is our most precious asset. I'm well aware of that. So I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel that your time was well spent. Now, I have a really exciting announcement for you today. Well, I'm excited about it. I'm going to be hosting a summit very soon, May 17th through the 25th. I'm hosting the Mindset Mastery Summit, which is a free online event where 25 amazing experts share their gifts and their secrets about entrepreneurial success. So you can register for this free event and then get an additional special gift from me as well, a guided meditation audio, just for signing up. The easiest way to do it from the show today is just to go to BonnieGressel.com. It's right there at the top of the page. You can't miss it. There's a link to click on, and then you can go to a page that gives you all the event details, and you can sign up there as well. These successful, inspiring entrepreneurs have been so gracious to share their wisdom with all of us, and in addition, to provide a generous free gift for you as well, to help you on the journey. So I am so excited about this event, and I just wanted to share it with you today. So go to BonnieGressel.com and sign up today and get the bonus, and I will see you on May 17th. Now join me in welcoming our guest for today. Cindy Schultzen shows coaches and consultants how to transform their brilliance into magnetic messaging and multiple streams of income. Cindy has worked in strategic communications for companies like Coca-Cola and Visa. Never heard of those, right? She loves helping clients sort through the brain dump of the information and ideas and discover those golden nuggets that helps them to shine in their own completely unique way. Cindy is well known for her down-to-earth, no-hype approach. What you see is what you get. And her love for adventure has led her to live in and work in 5 countries. And she continues to bring that adventurous spirit to both her business and life today. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, Cindy's going to join us on the show, and you're not going to want to miss it. It's going to be a fabulous discussion. I'm Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with your host, Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur is sponsored by MNB Global Solutions, providing individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, as well as book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mnbglobalsolutions.com.
Welcome, Cindy. I am so excited to have you here today. I know you're taking time out of your busy day to spend time here with us at The Holistic Entrepreneur. I'm so excited to have you share your wisdom and your insights. I'm just bursting at the seams, so welcome.
Thanks, Bonnie. I appreciate that.
You know, I read a little bit, obviously, about people in their bio, but there's always more to the story, right? So would you share with us a little bit more about your journey and what brings you to who you are and what you do today?
Yeah, I would be happy to. Like so many people that I work with, and probably you too, I actually came from a corporate background, and I had worked in strategic communications kind of my whole career. Well, from, let's say, age 26 on, right? I just loved it. I got to work as an external affairs manager for Coca-Cola in Vietnam. I worked for Visa International in San Francisco. And I just had this, like, awesome career where I got to live and work in five countries, working for amazing companies, everything from a two-person consulting firm to global multinationals. And I was cruising along, having fun, and then all of a sudden in my late 30s, I got married at 33, and then I had my first child in my late 30s. And I just kind of like, it was a wake-up moment, you know, and I just, I don't usually tell this part of the story, but I remember sitting at a conference for a client, and I just remember sitting there thinking, I don't care how many widgets you sell. I just don't care. And I just, like, that was it. I was done. And I was, I was like 7-8 months pregnant at the time, and I was done. And I just knew that I wanted to kind of take some time. Actually, at the time, Bonnie, I was earning twice as much as my husband was. Oh. And so we made the decision to just live simply, and I was going to stay home with the baby. But like your typical, you know, type A person, I was just like, what the heck am I doing? You know, I'm pushing a baby carriage around the suburbs after having had this incredible career. And, you know, it was a time of really redefining myself. And I kind of bumped around into different kinds of ventures. And I finally, I don't usually tell this part of the story either, but I ended up doing work. Fumbling my way into network marketing, which I'd never even heard of before. I must be like the only person in the world who'd never heard of it. And I built a team of like 200 people, but I wasn't, like, I just wasn't that passionate about it. And because I just always felt like I'd rather sell myself than sell somebody else's product.
Yeah.
So it was funny because I actually went to this group coaching thing to learn how to grow my business. And I walked away deciding I'm done with that business. I'm going to start a coaching business. Program. I was going to study coaching. So I started studying coaching and internet marketing at the exact same time. And I found training programs on both. And I just like immersed myself in that. And I actually really fell in love with the internet marketing stuff a lot and was actually brought on to be one of the coaches for an internet marketing training program. Run. But here's the problem. It all sounds good, right? Because I was learning all this stuff, like how to do stuff. So I started doing, you know, like article marketing and blogging and all this, you know, internet marketing stuff. And I worked so hard.
Yeah.
And at the end of a year and a half of doing, I just turned around and I went, holy crud, I have 71 people on my list. I'm not making any money. Like, what am I doing wrong? And I finally took a step back and I realized that I had no foundation for my success. I had, despite this brilliant career in strategic communications, like I should have known better, where's the strategy? And I didn't know who I was marketing to. I didn't know what I was really, like what was the solution I provided. I didn't know why they should work with me. I had no clear message. I had nothing in place. So I actually ended up putting together this little step-by-step guide for myself to help me discover, you know, what I was here to do and who I was here to help. And I put it together in this free report. I didn't even have a website yet. I just created like a landing page. And within just a few weeks, I had more people on my list than I'd had in the entire year and a half before that. Yeah. Like, oh, maybe I'm onto something here.
Yeah.
And, anyway, that led to my first business, Attract Your Niche, and I ran that for quite a few years, and then I just kind of felt like I had outgrown my name, my brand, and I actually rebranded, I can't remember what year, I think it was 2015 that I rebranded. You know, and there's some really important lessons in that story. Is it okay if I just point out?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so number one, and I find so many people do this, is that I had completely disregarded all of my experience in the corporate world as I started my business. And I find so many people do this. You know, it's kind of like, well, that's what I did in the corporate world. That was then. This is now. But one of the things that I love helping people do is people who have a successful career, it doesn't have to be corporate, whatever it might be, is how to leverage all of that experience, but bring it into your business in a way that you're passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of the lessons that came out of that. And then the other lesson, obviously, is to have a solid foundation. Know what your focus is and what your message is before you start marketing yourself. And then finally, the third lesson is that give yourself the space to allow your message and your brand to evolve. Because, you know, if you're not evolving, your brand's not evolving, your business isn't growing. So we create a message and we create our focus, and it has to be built on a solid foundation, but we also have to give ourselves that space to let it grow as we do. So those are kind of the three lessons, I guess, my story.
Oh, that is so valuable because, I mean, the passion, in my mind, the passion is what keeps you going when the going gets tough, you know? You've got to have something behind you, your why, whatever that is. And then to have that foundation, you're right. I mean, I did the same thing. You know, I learned all the how-to stuff, how to do this, how to do that. But I should know better too, you know. It's like I'm a holistic nurse practitioner. I know how to, you know, I know about the whole mind-body thing, but I didn't build that foundation
mm-hmm.
of the mindset piece, especially for me, you know, in terms of my relationship with money and, you know, what do I really stand for and those kinds of things. And I think that's kind of common in entrepreneurs as they begin on their journey, is there's so many things to learn that sometimes that foundational stuff gets glossed over.
It really does. And, you know, it's interesting because there's two kinds of people that I tend to work with, either people who come from that foundation of success in corporate or wherever. Mm-hmm. But the other kind, and this is kind of surprising too, is that there are a lot of people I work with who've been really successful offline. Mm-hmm. And now mm-hmm. they're coming online. And it's a whole new ball game. Because when you're going offline, you know, you have the space to and the time to, you know, really get that message out there in a long way, and you have the space to like meet people face to face, to get to know mm-hmm. you and really, you know, feel who you are, and you don't have to stand out in like 15 seconds or less, which is
right.
What we have, right? So
yeah.
That's why a lot of people who have an offline business will come to me and go, holy crap, I need to like sharpen and fine-tune my focus, my message. And then also, how do I take all this wonderful work that I've done and create multiple streams of income from it, because I'm sick and tired of like running around to meet with different clients. So it is a whole other space. So whether you're just getting started, or if you have this foundation of success in your business offline, you still need to learn the new rules of how, not rules, but you have to learn a new framework for how to make it translate that success online as well.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, you said something a little bit earlier that I kind of want to go back to in terms of, you know, the ups and downs, the journey. I mean, it's not, you don't just like, okay, this is what I'm doing. Like, you shifted businesses and changed your brand last year in 2015. Things don't stay and shouldn't stay the same, static. You know, it is a dynamic process. And I think some people, you know, think that, okay, I'm there, now I'm done. Now I can just, like, sit back and let it continue. But in my experience, at least, it's not like that.
No, it's not. And, you know, I think that's the fun part, personally. I mean,
I get
really bored if it stays the same all the time.
Me too.
You know, and how cool is it that we can change things, you know, and that we have the freedom as entrepreneurs to change things. There's nobody else telling us what we can or cannot do. But also that, you know, we get to always put things out there and, like, test them and improve them. And it's just, you know, it's just something online. It's not like in the old days where it was like, okay, here's our new brochure and let's print up 500 copies and we're out all this money. So, I mean, that's really cool too. I think I find it gives me a sense of tremendous freedom to know that I can put things out there and test them and see how they work and then constantly improve them. And I think and you probably know more about me than this, Bonnie, is that we get stuck in this perfectionist trap where we're like, mm-hmm. you know, we can't get things out. So I actually talk about getting your message into action. So first we have to create a great message, then we have to get it out there, get it into action. And it's really only by doing that that we can really improve it and keep improving, you know, what we do in our marketing.
Oh, that's so true. You know, there's a quote, and I don't even know who said this quote anymore, that I like, and it's about perfectionism. And it's, perfectionism is a character defect. It's like, we're not supposed to be perfect. We're supposed to evolve and change and enjoy the ride, you know, enjoy the journey. And I'm like you, Cindy, I get excited about being able to change, and we have choice about everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in the clients that you work with now, can you, you know, if I was going to send somebody to you, what kind of person would that be?
Yeah, and we did touch on this, and thank you for asking that. So there's two kinds of people that come to me. One is, as I said, people who have a great foundation of success in their career, and now they want to translate that into a coaching, consulting, training business where they really want to, you know, monetize their expertise. And then the second type of person is somebody who has a great business that they've built offline, but now they really want to ramp it up online, and they know that they need to stand out. They need to really sharpen their focus. They need to have a message that's clear and lets them differentiate themselves from everybody else out there. And they want to package what they do so that they can earn multiple streams of income, because I love multiple streams of income. That's another way to create freedom. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Freedom in your business.
Oh, and, you know, that's, for many people, myself included, that's a huge piece, because like you said earlier, I think in our interview, you know, I had, you know, a few people on my list and I wasn't really making any money, but you were working so hard. And I think that happens to a lot of new entrepreneurs or people who are sort of stuck wherever they're at. So it sounds like, you know, through the messaging and really getting clear on some of those things, that you can help people move past that.
Oh, absolutely. Because here's how I look at it. Marketing is really just sharing your message with the right people so they're inspired to take action. It's really that simple. And so if you kind of break that down, marketing is sharing your message, so you need to know what your message is, with the right people. You have to know who those people are for you, who those perfect clients are for you, so they're inspired to take action. And that's how you have to also know, like, what do you want them to do when you hear their when they hear your message. So there's really, it's not that complicated if you look at it like that. So once you start marketing without clarity about your message and who those right people are for you and what you want them to do, it's not going to work. It's just not going to work. So that's why I'm really passionate about helping people get clear about their message. And it's so cool what happens when they do, Bonnie, because, you know, some, imagine like you go to a networking event and you go, what do? And you go, and like one of two things happen. You ramble on and people's eyes glaze over, or you just sit there tongue-tied not knowing what to say. It really gets people stuck, you know, and they feel like they can't market. They can't get their message out there because they don't know what to say. They don't know what it is. And so when they do get that, now they can have, it's like this incredible, you can hear the energy, you know, totally shifting, like, oh my gosh, I can finally do this. And I love helping light that up in people.
Oh, and that, you're right, that is such a barrier for people. I mean, it has been for me, and I'm sure, I know I'm not alone, because, yeah, you know, you talk to people, whether it's, you know, on the phone or on Skype or in person, and they say, well, what do you do? Exactly, that's exactly what happens. Either people sort of puke on you, you know, they just keep talking, and you glaze over, or you don't know what to say, or you don't know how to make that succinct. I think that's such a valuable thing that you can help people with that are on the journey. Now, I have another question for you, though, because at least in my mind, the whole entrepreneur journey is just that. It's a journey. You know, we change and things are not always the same. Do you have an opinion or maybe your experience on, you know, challenges, obstacles, barriers? Like, once you're finished with those, are you always done with them, or do those things continue to happen? And how do you keep the same things from happening over and over again?
Well, I'm not really sure how to answer that, in the sense that here's how I've kind of grown my business, and it's kind of the mantra that I live by, is that I figure out where I'm stuck.
Okay.
And I get the help that I need to get over that hump. Mm-hmm. And I think what happens for a lot of people is that there are really great marketers out there, and they're really good at saying, this is the answer. And mm-hmm. So people get distracted, and what happens is that they buy all these programs, and then often they don't implement because they can't. Often because they're not clear about the very things that I help them with, the messaging piece, right? Because again, if you don't know your message, your marketing won't work. So they get enticed by all of these things, and then they get stuck, and then they end up going broke, frankly. And so my mantra has always been, and I'm really proud to say I've only made two investments that I don't think were that wise in my business in all these years, because I just thought, oh, that sounds really exciting, but it wasn't the right thing at the right time. So I just always say, you know, figure out where you're stuck, get that help you need to get over that hump, and then you can take the next step rather than just sort of saying, well, that's the answer for me. You know, because that's just hope. That's hope marketing.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Oh, and I think that makes so much sense, because if you don't figure out where you're stuck, then you do have the shiny object syndrome, because you're looking for something that will help, right? So if you know where you're stuck, if you first take a step back, do some reflection, however people do, you know, choose to do that, and really figure out, okay, this is where I'm stuck, then it makes it so much easier to know where to go for some help.
Absolutely. And that's why I think, you know, when we do these strategy sessions or consultations, it's not just a selling conversation. It really isn't. Like, I call mine a clarify and create discovery session, because we really do clarify where you're stuck, because so many people can't see it. You're too close to it. And then we create a plan of action. So I think that if you – and obviously, you don't want to waste the time of somebody if you're not serious about investing. But if somebody offers you the opportunity to do a discovery session, it's so valuable, because you get to really clarify what is really the challenge that's holding you back and what is the game plan that can help you move forward. If the person doing it, you know, knows what they're doing, obviously.
Right, right. Well, and you're right. We don't see it. We don't see our own stuff. It's like, you know, within our publishing company, we help people with their editing and all of that, because you can't edit your own stuff because you don't see it, you know? And it's the same type of thing. You can't always discover even where you're stuck until you get that outside look, that objective look at it.
Oh, it's so true. And so many times, like, I'll do a coaching call with somebody. I have a program about messaging, and it includes a private call with me, and we'll sit there, and, you know, they'll send me their action guide in advance, and I'll just, like, ask them questions coming at it from different angles, and, like, boom, put together their message for them, and they're like, how come I didn't see that, you know? And it's not like I'm the magician or anything, although sometimes they've called me other weird but it's like, because I can, first of all, like, I have the skill, I've been doing it my whole career, but also it's like a different perspective on it when we're so close to it. It's hard to do ourselves.
It is. So, you know, what does, and this is different for different people, so I'd love to ask this question. What does being a successful entrepreneur mean to you?
I love that question. It's funny. I was doing another interview the other day, and they said, well, how do you celebrate when you get a new client? I'm like, I don't, because that's just the beginning of the work. You know, I mean, to me, the success above all is my client getting success. Like, there's no doubt about that in my mind. I get excited when I get a new client that I love, because then I get to, like, really have fun working with this person. But the success is their success more than anything. And one of my pet peeves, Bonnie, you're good at this. You're pulling all this stuff I don't usually share. But one of my biggest pet peeves is people who market themselves by talking about all the money they make. It's so irrelevant. It's, you know, what is important is, what are the successes you create for your clients? So that's one really important part of how I determine success. And the other important part, to be honest, is time freedom. That's why I love the multiple streams of income, because, you know, I gave up my corporate career so I could be with my family, my kids, and I just love that through having multiple streams of income, I really can do that.
Yeah.
So those are the two ways, I guess.
You know, I was talking to somebody just the other day, and she said, you know, I don't offer – she's a coach, and she said, I don't offer a money-back guarantee, but I tell people that they have to stay with me until they have the success that we you know, say they're going to get. And I don't take on anybody that I know I couldn't do it. And so if I can do it, I know they can do it, and I can help them do it. But that makes them more invested sometimes. And so they said, you're not getting your money back, but you're going to be with me until you are successful.
That's cool.
And that's her approach, and I love that.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that.
So, you know, if people are crazy busy these days, if they could only fit one more piece of information in their brain today after listening to our show, what's the most important thing that you really want to leave people with as to make sure that they remember the golden nugget you want to leave with them today?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that question. You know, I find that a lot of marketing is all about what do people want to hear. You know, find a target market, figure out what they want. What are the words they want to hear? And I think it's really important. Obviously, we have to speak the language of our ideal client. We have to connect with them. But it's not just about what they want to hear. It's about what do you want to say? Mm-hmm. And that's why when I teach messaging, I don't just teach, you know, how to put together this little sentence, you know, I actually do a really deep, I create a whole messaging platform for them that incorporates not just the words that connect with their ideal clients from a head perspective, but also with their heart. And here's what I just want to share with people is that people, as we know, they buy based on emotion and they justify with logic. We all know that. And so in order for your marketing to be effective, you need to connect with the hearts and minds of your ideal clients. And the only way that you can really do that authentically and powerfully is by putting your heart and your mind into your marketing. And so I teach people how to create messaging that does that, that connects with the hearts and minds of their ideal clients, that's truly authentic to them, that really shows what they stand for in their business, but is also really attractive to their perfect clients. It's this wonderful dance that we put all these pieces together. And I just am so passionate about people really taking a stand in their business and leveraging everything they bring to the table, their passions, their experiences, their strengths, and their voice, and putting that front and center in their business. That's why I call my brand Marketing From Within, because I'm just sick and tired of this sugar-coated, superficial way of marketing that doesn't bring you into the equation, because you are your business, you are your brand, and you need to show up in a strong and authentic way.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And you know, when you're selling you. I mean, it's you are it, and that's what attracts me to the work that you do, Cindy. Actually, is that whole connection, that soul, that heart connection. That this is what you see is what you get. I say that all the time too, and I know you do as well. So it's that authenticity piece that I think a lot of times is overlooked.
Can I say one really cool thing about that? So here's the power of it. You just said, that's exactly what you just said to me, that's what connects you to me. Guess what? All my clients say the same thing. So the reason this is so powerful is because you don't just want to attract clients. You want to attract those perfect clients that you can do your best work with, that you just love working with. And the way to do that is not just by having the right words, but by putting yourself into it. That's the whole key to really not just standing out, but attracting those really dream clients.
Oh, so powerful. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. You know, and I know that you have a wonderful, very generous gift for our listeners. So would you like to say a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I would love to, because, you know, we obviously only had so much time here today, but I have this free online training that really demystifies all of this messaging stuff and breaks it down into a step-by-step system that you can follow, and that gives you lots of really rich examples of how to put this together so you can really get clarity on what you need to do to create your own authentic client-attracting message. And the other thing that this gift will give you is it gives you a testimonial template and training. You know, one of the most important things we need to do in our business is we need to showcase our our great work. And there's no better way to do that through testimonials and case studies. So I give you not just a template, but a training that shows you exactly how to get and how to use great testimonials.
Oh, that's a fabulous gift. Thank you so much for that generous offer. And you know, Cindy, I know people want more of you. They're going to want more of you. So tell us what's the best way to connect with you, learn more about your services and your products, and connect after the show today?
Sure. Well, the message training I just mentioned is at yourmagneticmessage.com. My website, if they want to come and learn more, is marketingfromwithin.com. And if you want to, like, jump to the top of the line and just say, you know what, I really want to speak to this person because I'm, like, I just need to, and I'm really serious about stepping up in my business, then go to talkwithcindy.com, and you'll be able to apply for a private consultation with me.
Awesome. And I will put your website on the show page. So wherever people are listening to this show, you should just look down below if you're in iTunes or wherever. And there'll be a link there for Cindy's website as well. And of course, her gift will be on the gift page, as all the other guest gifts are. Well, Cindy, I want to thank you so, so much for taking time out of your busy day to share all this wonderful content and inspiration with our listeners. Thank you so, so much.
Oh, thank you, Bonnie.
Thanks so much for tuning in, everyone. Now, you can find The Holistic Entrepreneur on several other internet radio stations, including TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spreaker, and Speak Up Talk Radio. So you can listen on your favorite network. Now, the easiest and the quickest way to find the links to all of these places is to go to my website at bonniegressel.com. And then just click on the radio tab for The Holistic Entrepreneur. All the links to all the other networks are there for you so that you don't have to go searching. And the wonderful gifts that all of our guests have offered can be found there as well. So be sure to access the gift page while you're there. Now I have another great guest lined up for next week. Let's all pay it forward and pass on this valuable free information to others. Spread the word so that we can reach more people. And you can do that by subscribing, reviewing, and of course, sharing. Until next week, blessings, everyone.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.